every game we watch, the wreckage fail. As fans, we wear our Bears apparel. Fail.
You remember those from 2014? Those were the Angry Bear fans doing Christmas carols and kind of twisting the lyrics. I played that for OB. Ed Obradovich on the phone, former NFL football defensive end for the Chicago Bears. He gives us a Monday night recap. And of course, you heard the Hamp and OB pre and post game. And I'm telling you what, OB, you come up with some things that make me laugh. Like, you wouldn't trust Nagy to fry an egg. Like, what? So what did you think of last night's game? The same as all of us. It was hard to watch, right? We had a little bit of hope in the beginning, and then that diminished very quickly.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Lisa, my phone, I did burned up last night and this morning. My God. I don't know, where do you start and where do you finish with this? It's just a sad situation. And I think when you get into the third quarter, you know, and again, we don't score a point. That's 2 weeks in a row. And I think right now, in the third quarter, I think we're averaging so far, I think it's about 1 point in a quarter. 1 point, I believe, or 1.5 or whatever. And you can't win football games. I mean, you go in for adjustments, you come out, that's when you make your statement, that's when you move the ball down the field. And when it came, was in the fourth quarter, no, I think it was the third or fourth quarter. And, I mean, there's so many bad things that happen. But all of a sudden, our great running back, Montgomery's not in there. And apparently he had a malfunction with his helmet. Well, there should be a backup helmet on the sidelines for him, for your quarterback, for Rokan Smith, our middle linebacker and defensive signal caller. And that should have been a no-time. Just switch the helmet out and get him back in there. So it came down to 4th and 1. Now we're, again, a 4-win team, 2 of them against Detroit. 4th and 1, and they come up into an ace formation. And who's the one back there? Darnell Mooney. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. He's 170 pounds. He's a slot back. He's a wide out. And he is terrific. He's got blinding speed.
Yeah, he's going to be a great teammate to Justin Fields. I mean, he's going to be a good... But yeah, he's small.
Well, the point is, it comes to 4th and 1, and who's back there in the ace backfield? Darnell Mooney. You know, we've got some pretty darn good running backs that are on this football team, some quality people. And why he wasn't in the slot, why he wasn't in motion, I'm talking about Mooney now, and why he wasn't going down into the end zone. So what does he do from the ace formation? Another one of Nagy's trick plays. They have him go out into the flat. What happens? He's covered, sacked. Fields gets sacked, and it's game match. The whole thing is over with. And that's what's been going on all year. And I tell you what, you don't score a point this in third quarter. Last week against Green Bay, again, you don't score a point. And you can't. And against Green Bay, we ran 8 plays in the third quarter for a total of 9 yards. Not one first down. We did not convert on third down. We had a turnover. You're not going to win football games doing this. And I don't understand the situation with this coaching staff. I don't understand why they don't understand how to move the ball down the field.
Ed Obradovich is a former NFL football defensive end for the Chicago Bears. We love your passion. I would guess that if Coach Nagy saw you walk into a restaurant that he was in, he would probably hightail it out the back door.
Well, you know what? The guy, listen, we have 26 coaches. Obviously, he's the head coach, and we have 25 assistants. And not only this year, you go back to last year and the year before, and it's the same show, it's the same picture, it's the same movie, game after game, year after year. It's time for a change, Lisa. This has to stop. It has to stop. And the thing, when I saw those kids out there, Akeem Hicks playing his heart out, all of those kids out there giving it everything they have, you could see it. Dan Hampton and I were marvel at how those kids played last night. but they've got to be put in the situations. Offensively, you've got to be put in scoring situations. And defensively, they gave everything they had, and I could see it, and I could feel it. And
so could they. That's why they started getting angry and started, you know, just getting into brawls, because they are out there putting it all on the field. And unfortunately, they don't have the coaching staff that is giving them the direction they need. Is that safe to say?
That is very safe to say. When you look at Nagy, if you watch him the entire game on the sidelines, he's up and down, screaming at the referees. And who gets a penalty? Our head coach, a 15-yard penalty, obviously cussing or doing whatever he's doing with the referee. And this is our head coach. And then when he goes to challenge a play, he goes out on the field, he takes his red flag out, and he winds up and slams it and throws it on the ground.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't know where the TV cameras are.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the show.
And him screaming at referees up and down for four quarters. I'll tell you what, this guy, he has totally and completely lost it.
Okay, two last questions. Number one, is there any hope we've got a win to look forward to this weekend or this the rest of the season? Is there any chance we got a win left in this team?
Well, there always is, actually, Anna. There, you know, as bad as it looks, there still is optimism. And I'll tell you what, I don't want these kids to stop. Let them keep playing, and I hope they keep playing and giving it 110% every play. Because I'll tell you what, with three games to go, if they back off and they're trying maybe not to get hurt, just to get through this season, because they know what's coming. And that's the wrong thing to do, because, boy, when you try to play not to get hurt, up pops the devil and you get whacked. And I'll tell you what, I think these kids will give it everything they've got, but they've got to be put. And I don't know what else to tell you, Lisa.
I know.
They've got to put them in positions to win football games. When you get into the red zone and we don't even try to go into the end zone to try to score a touchdown, I can't give you words.
I know.
It is to see, to watch that. And then can you imagine how the players feel? You think they don't know that?
Oh my God. Especially Justin Fields. We love that kid. We do like to see him run, but not run for his life. And that's what we saw last night in a few instances. Well, listen, OB, we love you. Thank you so much. There's really not much to recap other than, geez, how could we watch another game like that?
Well, the one thing, Lisa, that when a lot of those texts I got last night and all that, and people were totally and completely disgusted with the situation, not at the players, but at the coaches and at the organization. And you want to know what? Rightfully so. Rightfully so.